This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. It's 9 a.m. in New Orleans, Louisiana. B-Mitch, I got a simple question to start things off.
What you got?
Do I sound better today than I did yesterday?
No. And you kind of look a little ragged. After you finish working, did you go
have a
little fun?
I had a few. So, your party, what day is today? Friday?
Yeah.
So Wednesday night got away from me faster because I was able to go to dinner and I had one martini, just one.
Yeah, but multiple others, but go ahead.
But last night I had to work till 11 o'clock.
I was working too.
I didn't get as much volume. However, I did, I stayed out later, if that makes sense.
I stayed out less last night.
How was your party last night?
It was good. PA party was good, and the Jaworski thing, it was at the same spot, but the way it was set up was a little different than it was when we went to Arizona.
You realize in New Orleans and these kind of setups, I don't know the official title, so I don't want to offend anyone, but like these like party planners, for lack of a better word, these people that like literally like put these things together,
yeah,
they are talented, man. Like,
yeah.
The way they can make one venue look different one day to the next,
well,
everything goes.
That venue is way bigger than we thought. Because you know where the bar was?
Yeah.
Where we were sitting, close to that? When you went past the bar on the other side, it was
like
a wall.
Like, to the left?
Yeah, it was a wall. That wall was down last night.
Right.
That place is humongous, bro. And then they had all like, the vendors set up outside with the cigars and all that. It was cool,
sure.
Though.
Very
cool.
My night was busy because last night was NFL Honors. And NFL Honors is a cool little, like, I can't call it a frat party. I'll call it, like, a formal. Like, it's a formal event, but it's the whole NFL. And me, I got to tell you, some of the outfits these people are wearing are just banana land.
Yeah.
Like the way dresses can be cut that are still technically dresses. However, like,
you're starting to sound like your grandpa, though. Stop.
I'm not against it.
I like the way dresses can be cut. You remember the one that J-Lo wore?
Sure.
I love
Minnesota.
I
was talking to my boy about that Minnesota performance the other night. What was dope is I want to start by shouting out my guy Charlie Mulet. The Commanders have been incredibly gracious with Jaden Daniels' time. And then, specific to Jaden, dude, he talked to me before he goes in on the red carpet. Then we go in, we do the event. The event, that Sanger Theater is really cool. I got a ticket, kind of snuck in. I was in there for a while. And I was I'm not going to say every NFL owner was there, but I'd say half the league was there.
Mm-hmm.
They closed the bar.
They closed the bar.
What's up, Bish Bucks? Bishbuck's out here selling President's Day. Leadville, we good? What the hell's going on here? Turn my headphones down. All right, we're just going to try to keep going. I hope everyone's listening. So, I don't know. Definitely not all 32 owners. Mm-hmm. But I'd say I saw, I mean, on the top of my head, at least 10-ish owners. Okay. So, the event opens at 5. The actual show starts 7:30, 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I thought Snoop was pretty funny. A couple jokes missed. But
he's funny, yeah.
The ones that landed were great. B, I have firsthand reporting on this. They closed the bar at 7 o'clock.
You know why?
You got NFL owners.
Don't make a difference.
You don't close nothing on those dudes.
Hey, the NFL is running that. The NFL is like, we're going to get this thing rolling, and we got other places to be and go, and everybody's going to be able to get there. You don't close the bar, you never get people out of the place.
Well,
you close the bar. If you want to get people out of a building, don't set off a fire alarm. Just close the damn bar. People are not going to stay around all day.
This was to start the event, though, not to finish it.
I know. They got to get you to the tables, get you to where you got to be, the seats.
So
that's how they get you cleared out.
I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain because I'm guessing if you're listening to our radio station, I'm not going to be able to work through President's Day weekend golf them. I got to be honest. I know you want me to keep going. I can't keep going. So there we go. All right, I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain on this. So everybody on the planet knew that Jaden Daniels was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
That was not a secret.
Except the one idiot that voted for somebody else.
But, dude, legit, nobody knew that there was another award. Like, nobody on the planet knew that the moment of the year.
They've done that every year.
We're in the media center, which is out back of the theater, mm-hmm. right? Waiting for Jaden to come in. And everybody's like, yo, they got on the stage, like the PR woman that was running it, got on the stage and was like, hey, Jaden will be in a few minutes. Cool. It was the first award. Everybody was ready to get out of there. Like, mm-hmm. everybody's fired up with the run of show at this point. The lady then gets back up there 20 minutes later. Hey, we're sorry. Jaden had to sit back down. Apparently, there's another reward. We'll update you when we can. So, like, everybody was fired up. Jaden's ready. And then I asked him after. He didn't even know.
About that one?
He didn't even know.
Yeah, I've seen them have that award where they always have that one play. And they do it at the ESPYs also, where they find that one play that had the biggest impact. This is all about the NFL. But the ESPY thing touches every one of the sports. So, you know, it is what it is.
Dude, it was very cool. It was, I got to see Jaden's mom, who's just really been impressive throughout this. And, like, for all the, I don't even want to validate it, but, like, last night, dude, especially for Channel 4, like, talking to the guy's mom that's about to win Rookie of the Year, just had the best rookie season ever, I mean, that's great television. She's like, nah, I'm not talking.
She just
wanted the moment to be about Jaden.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I respect the hell out of.
You know, I am one where I think people like to make opinions because they want to. Most people want to control how you run your family, whenever you got a parent like her, and also Lonzo Ball, we can say what we want about him. He got his dues. He got his kids' money. Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's dad. Got his kids money, but people they make that into a negative when they can't get their hooks on your kid and begin to do stuff. So, you know, I remember from the beginning I said, listen, that's not what I hear. And she's been fantastic. I'll tell you, every week, she was at every game. I talked to her a lot. So I just think society got to realize sometimes you have to understand that's that person's child. They're going to always want to make sure that, for the most part, I think every parent want their kids to be successful.
So speaking of that, I got no local or return. I don't care. If we're up, we're up. But I just can't hear a thing. I did get to talk to Coach Prime for a moment.
Oh, you did?
I got an honest, I think, question for you.
All right.
He's a weird cat.
Who, Deion?
Yeah. Or he just didn't want to talk.
Probably that.
Dog, but he was... I found him odd. Like, Brian, I'm going to tell you a secret. I've been on drugs before. Like, I kind of thought he was on... Like, he just seemed odd.
Nah, if he's not into you, he's distant.
So, there was a woman next to me from... I want to say it's ABC 6 in Philadelphia. Forgive me if I'm getting the station wrong. It's definitely ABC in Philadelphia. Really, really nice woman. I think her name was Sherry. Sherry was able to pull people. So then I was just kind of along for the coattails. Like, and so Dion kind of sat down. And not sat down, stood up. If I may, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You know Dion in some capacity.
Yeah.
Is there anyone on the planet you think could not give you an opinion on how Saquon Barkley has played this season?
Nope.
That's involved in football.
No.
Prime time. Oh, I just lock into college football. But dude, you're lying. Why stop and talk to this lady if you're gonna? Like, if you're going to give that level of a non-answer.
Uh-huh.
So then he had Shador with him. And my pea brain starts working. I'm like, all right, you know, if Shador's here and Dion says he can only talk college and he only wants people to talk to Shador, I shove a microphone in Shador's face. I say, hey, man, what'd you think of Jaden Daniels this year? He's like, I really just watched myself. I'm like, what are you, Christian Bale and American Psycho?
Hey, man, that is a narrative that they presented, and they went with it.
If Shador's not watching Jaden, that's a problem.
Nah, I think they're watching. You have to be watching. If you're in football, you're watching. You're looking at the guy that just went to the draft the year before you. You're looking at the guy that won the Heisman. If you're not looking at it, then I'm with you. I think there is a lie, but that's the narrative they went with because you know what it does? You get people to go and say, man, they say they don't watch football. Nobody asks a lot of questions. That's what it is.
It was interesting who's cool and who's not because you know who was mad cool that I did not expect?
Who's that?
I kind of want to choose my words carefully here because I don't want to be insulting. Arthur Blank, owner of the Atlanta Falcons.
That's his reputation, being a real cool dude.
Totally. When's the last time you saw Arthur Blank?
I haven't seen him in person in a while. Has he changed his look?
Visually, kind of looks like he's losing his fastball a little. This is not a political statement. He has a little bit of Joe Biden vibes visually. When you see him, it's like he's moving slow.
He's like 80 years old.
That totally. Happens. And so he's walking by, and I'm like, and, yo, the red carpet physical setup, the actual, like, geography of it. So they get dropped off on Canal Street.
Uh-huh.
This is Sanger Theater. So they got to walk. If you are walking it without stopping to talk to every media jerk, right? If you're just walking it, legit 5-minute walk. Like, it's like they bob and weave it around so much so they can pack all this media in there. So I see Arthur Blank. And, dude, like, my brain is so Redskins content driven, for lack of a better word. There's not a person that can't walk by that I can't come up with something to ask him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got Malik Nabers when I was live on air just asking about Jaden. Brian Thomas, the Jags receiver. I've learned since we met Kodak Black, Grant's friend, how much a grill costs. Brian Thomas's grill. I wouldn't be shocked if he's got $1 million worth of diamonds in his mouth. It was unbelievable. But so I see Arthur Blank, and like, he's probably double where Jerry Rice is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moving slow. Like moving.
But, dude, like I don't know why you're shocked when a person is in their late 70s, 80s.
I bet he's in his 80s. That's not the shocking part. But he was with my guy from the NFL, and I was like, yo, can I get one? And he's like, he goes to blank had, like, I don't know if it was a PR or security guy or whatever. And he's like, Arthur, you got time? And I see him, like, who is that? And the guy's like, I don't know, he's from D.C. He's like, yeah, all right. Like there wasn't a whole, like, none of us had thought this through. And he comes over sharp as a tack. Like, whatever physical he's aging, dude is all the way there.
Yeah.
And it was, I talked to Jaden, Harris, Kurt Warner, Malik Nabers, Brian. Like, I talked to a million people. My conversation with Arthur Blank might have been the highlight of my night. And he was so locked in, and what stood out to me.
That old saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yo, exactly.
I'm just saying.
But B, clearly, you don't build businesses like that and not be some type of brainiac superpower,
he
right?
Probably drinking, he probably had taken some ginkgo biloba.
But B, the way he talked about football being back in D.C., like, hit me in my heart. Like, you and I know our world, our roles in this, and I try to maintain some journalistic integrity, and, like, when you work on the beat long enough, it kind of changes how things impact you. But the best part about this season, Brian, is just feeling like football is back in our hometown.
Well, I think that is. And listen, man, not just feeling like it's back, but actually watching the guys out there perform. For me, watching them week in and week out come out there with a certain drive and having hope. See, when I got here in 90, when we went on the field, it wasn't like a thought of whether we're going to compete. But, hell, we feel we're going to win almost every game, especially that 91 season. And then football got to a point where we were wondering when it was going to be over for us. You know what I mean? Like, when are we going to be blown out to where nobody's going to pay attention? And now I think when you go into most games, you know there is that possibility you're going to win it. And especially late in the game, they proved that. So that, to me, is that one little thing, having hope. And a lot of times we don't have that in many situations. We didn't have that for years.
Up with hope, down with,
you know,
dope.
We didn't have all that for years with Wichcom, but now it feels like that. And then you are close just like I am, and you can watch what they put into it. And when you see it on the field, you're not shocked, because you watch them actively do the things that are necessary to become successful. Prior, I heard all of these promises and comments about what they were going to do. And then I watched them, and they did nothing that would get you where you said you were going to go.
Totally.
So that was a problem.
It was
too much talking about it and not being about it. Now they're being about it.
Yo, don't talk about it, be about it. It was a really cool event, and it was a really cool night for Jaden. And I got to catch up with him after. I can't say enough about the young man that, dog, he's been doing media since Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it was Wednesday night we all caught up with him at the Faith in Action event.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was honors. B, you and I are tired of doing this. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to be gassed. And
he's probably not, because he's a younger dude that's in good shape. But, like, one thing I pick up from him, and if you watch most quarterbacks, most of them, I don't care what's their, how they act or whatever, most of the quarterbacks give that time. Because they also know this league is promoted by them.
Yeah.
And the way I took it on when I was playing was that if me talking to them gets me out there and gives me more opportunity to cash in on it,
sure,
I'm doing it. And I think a lot of guys, even innately, has that ability, especially if you've been a quarterback for at a high level in college at a certain conference, SEC. You know, then you win the Heisman. This is nothing new to him. Just like, dude, you said about the stadium. You said he played at LSU, over 100,000 people. He's not going to be overwhelmed by no stadium.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, my God, he's going to Detroit.
So
imagine going to Bama when you're 19.
Think this. When he comes here, yes, this is huge. But I don't know many things that put more focus on an individual than the Heisman Trophy. You know what I mean?
That NFL honors last night.
Yeah, but I'm saying it put focus on you. But Heisman Trophy is a thing where it is huge.
Sure.
And so I don't think he's overwhelmed by none of this crap.
Last night I got to go see Chris Stapleton play at the Fillmore in the Caesars. Shout out to Jamie Gillespie.
I ran into Jamie.
Yeah, he said he saw you.
Yeah.
Was that he came to your hotel to get his credentials or something?
That's a hotel that he picked him up from.
Okay.
He showed me He showed me a few pictures of you, man. You were interesting back in the day.
Oh, dog. Were those by that Mardi Gras trip?
What up with you making out with an 85-year-old lady?
I was like 19. In
85-year-old lady? I don't care.
Brian, I went through a period of my life where it was just
I don't
like,
care what you say.
It was just funny to have a story.
Well, you shouldn't say you were 19. That made it worse. 85. Great-grandma.
She was pretty good looking for 85, though.
Yeah, okay. She was 85. I'm not joking.
You can't outrun your past, dude. You can't outrun the storm. I got nothing to hide.
If I were you, I'd hear that.
We were in college, man. It was a different time. Chris Stapleton, B. You know who he is. Are you familiar with his work at all?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't always been the biggest fan of his. But when you see a dude perform that just, like, hits a different level, man, it is he was outrageous. And that's a dude that can sell out stadiums. And that venue last night must have been, I don't know, 3,000 or something. It was unbelievable. Listen, I don't know if we dropped. I don't know what's going on here. Landville's calling B. Jeff's calling me. I don't know what the hell's going on. We're going to take a break. Who got into the Hall of Fame next?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.